Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 3 weeks from today at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center, a two-day grazing school is scheduled. An across-the-board, somewhat intensive examination of maximizing use of our pastures. I suggested to one presenter, UK forage specialist Gary Lacefield, that some might suggest, a little cynically, just open the gate and let him eat. He said, really, that's a valid point that he deals with right away.
In fact, the very first thing that we talk about would be, why are you here? And I do the first session and I talk about the benefits of improved grazing. And if I can't convince them in that first presentation that there's opportunities for them to stay with us for 2 days and go home and implement a program that'll permit them to use the forages, the pastures they grow this year, more efficiently and waste less, and to use it more days as grazing, therefore, they'd have fewer days they'd have to feed more expensive feed like hay or baleage or even grains.
The reason for covering this 3 weeks out is the 45 program slots available are typically filled well before the school dates.
And I think one of the things that's made it so popular, it's a combined effort basically in-field some and in a classroom some. It's very practical, a lot of hands-on from teaching fence building to talking about setting up a plan, setting up a grazing program.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK's Gary Lacefield on that mid-April grazing school says they encourage participants to bring along farm maps.
We actually divide them in groups and give them cattle and let them lay out a small plot. Then we take all the principles that we've learned and we let them apply it to their farm. So they come and then we're there to walk around and talk with them and make suggestions and what about this and what about that, but they actually design it.
He says improving the value and utilization of existing pastures is more critical than ever in Kentucky because the economic landscape has changed.
I don't think it's ever been more important. We've had the luxury in Kentucky throughout the modern era of substituting fairly low-cost grain and protein supplement for poor-quality forages, and I don't think that time exists anymore.
That grazing school, April 17 and 18, county extension offices have details. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.